What's your plan at quarterback this week?
Rex Grossman will start. Played well last week. Played well, really, the last couple of weeks. So hopefully that'll, his play will continue that way.
What's Greasy's status, Coach?
We haven't practiced yet, so we're hoping everything will be okay. I just know he's making progress, and we're just going to see how he feels today at practice.
Is it the same shoulder he injured here in Denver?
You have to tell me about that. I don't really know. He injured his left shoulder here.
How much did the injury and how much did performance have to do with making the quarterback change for him?
Just you take everything into consideration, so all of the above.
How had Greasy done, do you think?
He led us to a couple wins. He's been a good soldier while he's been here. We like him being on our football team.
Lovie, what would you say the biggest difference has been this year in your defense? Obviously, statistically, things have not been quite the same. What are the problem areas right now?
Well, we have, a few problem areas. We had, it's kind of, we haven't played as well, and that's a simple statement. But, and when you don't play well, I'm talking all fields, we haven't. We play defense based on being able to get takeaways, and that kind of sets up a lot of stuff for us. We haven't been able to get to take the football away a lot. We've given up a couple big rushing days. We just haven't played overall, good overall defense. But I thought after the break we played better against Oakland, and at times we played pretty good this past week. Seattle played very well, especially their quarterback against us this past weekend. But I still think we have a chance to finish the season off strong, playing good defense.
Has that been a surprise given, I'm not completely familiar, but I mean, I don't think your scheme has changed a lot from last year and your personnel hasn't changed a ton. Is that surprising to you that there's been that drop off?
Well, statistics can say a lot. At the end of the year last year, we were giving up a few points to Seattle scored 24 points against us here at home in the playoffs. So, but yes, the way we started off with a strong defensive effort against San Diego at their place. We lost a couple of our vocal leaders and a few more things. We had a few injuries early, and we haven't really recovered. So it's hard to know the reasons why. I just know we haven't played as well.
Lovie, what kinds of different things have you seen teams do to try to stop Devin Hester?
Well, I think we've seen it all. We have, some teams that say, hey, we're, he's like us. We're going to kick the ball to him and challenge their team to, to go down and stop him. We've had teams to kick the ball out of bounds. We've had them squib it. Try to place it to another player. So I think we've seen just about everything. So there's not a lot of new things we probably will see from here on out.
Would you kick to a guy like that?
Being head coach of the Chicago Bears, yeah, I kick to him.
Lovie, do you think anything with your record this year, do you think that has anything to do with the so-called Super Bowl hangover, that a lot of teams have gone through lately?
It's hard to say. I don't see how Super Bowl hangover has much to do with how we've played right now. I just know sometimes when you go that long, there are a lot of distractions and things like that you have to deal with. But you deal with them. I just think we haven't played well, on the field so far. And our record is 4-6 right now. But we haven't given up on this football season. Our team, we feel like we can make a run, and if we make a run, all of that won't really matter a lot.
Well, you think you'll get Vasher back before the end of the year?
That's something else we're hoping for. I know he's getting better. It's been a while since he's played, and it's another one of our players that we need out there. Nathan's a good football player. Has really been a big interceptor for us in the past, and we miss him.
How many times in a day do you figure you hear the words Rex Grossman?
Well, for a period of time there, I didn't hear it a lot, but now I guess we're starting back up again. I like talking about Rex again. Rex has played well. So.
Does it ever get draining, though, just the consistent questions all the time about him?
We can't let it. It just goes with the territory. The questions will
Coach, have you seen any difference in the Broncos the last 2 weeks? They've started to play a little bit better.
Well, I think that's fairly obvious. Definitely so. They're, you know, they've had, you know, they've been blown out a couple of times this year. But I think as a football team, you get to a point where you, you know, you go one way or the other, and it seemed like they, you know, they've of course gone another direction. They play very well the last couple of weeks to be able to go into Kansas City and play that way. And we had, of course, had a chance to see them on Monday Night Football against Tennessee. Yes, they're playing very good football right now. We're just hoping that our home crowd can get into the game the way their home crowd got into the game against Tennessee, and we can stay up with them.